entitled Uddhava Visits Vrindavan, text number 1. Shishuka Uvacha Rishinam Pravaro Mantri Krishnasya Dayita Saka Shisho Brihaspate Sakshat Uddhava Bodhisattamaha Shishuka Uvacha. Shukadeva Goswami said, Vrishinam of the Vrishnis, Pravara, the best, Mantri, advisor, Krishnasya, of Krishna, Dayita, beloved, Saka, friend, Shishya, disciple, Brihaspate, of Brihaspati, the spiritual master of the demigods, Sakshat, directly, Uddhava, Uddhava, Buddhi, having intelligence, Sattamaha, of the highest quality. Translation in Prabhupada by the followers of Srila Prabhupada. Shukadeva Goswami said, the supremely intelligent Uddhava was the best counselor of the Vrishni dynasty, a beloved friend of Lord Sri Krishna, and a direct disciple of Brihaspati. The Acharyas give various reasons why Lord Krishna sent Uddhava to Vrindavan. The Lord had promised the residents of Vrindavan, Ayasye, I shall return. Bhagavatam 10:39-35. Also in the previous chapter, Lord Krishna promised Nanda Maharaj, Drashtum Eshyama, I will come back to see you and Mother Yashoda. Bhagavatam 10:45-23. At the same time, the Lord could not break his promise to Sri Vasudev and Mother Deviki to finally spend some time with them after they had suffered for so many years. Therefore, the Lord decided to send his intimate representative to Vrindavan in his place. The question may be asked, why did Krishna not invite Nanda and Yashoda to visit him in Mathura? According to Srila Jiva Goswami, for the Lord to have exchanged loving feelings with Nanda and Yashoda in the same place and at the same time that he was exchanging them with Vasudeva and Devaki would have created an awkward situation in the Lord's pastimes. Thus Krishna did not invite Nanda and Yashoda to stay with him in Mathura. The residents of Vrindavan had their own way of understanding Krishna, and their feelings could not have been appropriately expressed on a regular basis in the kingly atmosphere of Mathura. Sri Uddhava is described in this verse as Buddhi Sattama, the most intelligent. And thus, he could expertly pacify the residents of Vrindavan, who were feeling such intense separation from Lord Krishna. Then, upon his return to Mathura, Uddhava would describe to all the members of the Vrishni dynasty the extraordinary pure love he had seen in Vrindavan. Indeed, the love the cow in Vrindavan. Indeed, the love of the cow in Vrindavan. Indeed, the love of the cow in Vrindavan. Indeed, the love of the cow in. Indeed, the love of the cow in Vrindavan. 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 Indeed, the love 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 the cow in Vrindavan.
some people to come back free and come on the long sentence and come. How can we develop our faith that actually the book will really help them in their way? Because it seems to be to give them a book and the explanation is such a little thing even in comparison to what they've learned from their life. Mm-hmm. How can we have more faith actually in the totality of the book?
gopis seen in cowherd men and 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 gopis seen in
Beautiful.
There's a little bit of spirit.